top of mind. Friday's Nasdaq crash, 4.2%, wiped 1.2 TN from the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index after a 172K May payrolls print versus 80K consensus drove two-year yields to 4.16%, the highest since early 2025. Markets now price a 70% plus chance of a Fed hike by December. The sell-off hit levered ETF flows and single stock call positions hardest. NVDA, MU, AMD each fell 6%. This resets the macro backdrop for short-dated puts on QQQ SMH. Separately, the SpaceX IPO, Friday 1.777 TN valuation, is already causing rotation. Jefferies notes mega cap tech is the most likely source of funds for PMs. Catalyst Radar. Mon, Apple, WWDC, Campbell's and Vail earnings. Thu, ECB rate decision, 25 BP hike priced, US CPI, May. Frein, SpaceX IPO, University of Michigan consumer sentiment. Analyst, opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street, why Nvidia inside can work in the PC market. Nvidia's new PC CPU plus AI chip threatens Intel AMD dominance. The real test is software stickiness, but Nvidia's brand and AI cachet give it a strong chance. Limited near-term financial impact given data center scale. WSJ heard on the street. Why it matters if OpenAI or Anthropic wins the IPO race. Being first to market matters. Early mover captures scarce IPO capital and sets valuation benchmark. Anthropic's better governance versus OpenAI's dysfunction suggests it may benefit from going second. FT Lex, the dollar's decline is overstated, but still real. Dollar weakness is real, but exaggerated by war risk repricing. Fed rate hike probability should stabilize the greenback. Short dollar trades are crowded. Markets, equities, S&P 500 fell 2.7% Friday, 2.6% for the week. Nasdaq Composite had its worst day since April 2025. Small caps, Russell 2000, dropped 3.5%. The market breadth warning flared. Only 43% of S&P 500 stocks rose in May versus 64% in January. Chips semis, Micron, 13%, Intel, 11%, Broadcom, 8%, led losses. The PHLX Semiconductor Index lost 1.2 TETAs in market cap. Options activity showed demand pivoting from upside calls to downside protection. Bonds, two-year Treasury yield surged 12 BP to 4.116%, highest since Feb 2025. 10-year rose to 4.537%. Fed funds futures now imply 70% plus probability of a 25 BP hike by December. Commodities, WTI crude settled at $91.54, down 2.7% on hopes of de-escalation. Gold slipped 0.3% to $4,353, pressure from higher real rates. Currencies, WSJ dollar index, plus 0.2%. South Korea announced emergency measures to stem one slide, one hit $1,562, weakest since 2009. Indonesia, Philippines also intervening. Crypto, Bitcoin fell 2.9% to $61,778. BTC ETFs saw net 1.4 billion outflows over 3 days before a tiny inflow Thursday. Zcash crashed 27% on exploit bug. New hype, hyperliquid ETFs, absorbing modest inflows, 75 metals AUM combined. Economy, jobs, May non-farm payrolls, 172K versus 80K consensus. Prior 2 months revised up plus 93K. Unemployment held at 4.3%. Average hourly earnings pulled 3.4% YY, slowest since August 2021, below CPI of 3.8%. Leisure, hospitality led, plumbed 70K, Fed exodus slowing, real wages now negative. Inflation, hot jobs data rekindles rate hike fears. May CPI Wednesday expected to show headline, plus 4.2% YYY, highest in 3+ years. Core CPI may cool slightly MMEM. Fed blackout started Saturday, next FOMC meeting June 16-17. ECB quarter point hike fully priced for Thursday, but JP Morgan AM, Pictet, Carmignac argue it's one and done because Eurozone GDP shrank Q1, 0.1% QQ. Inflation swaps have moderated from April peak. Canada, BOC, expected to hold at 2.25% for a fifth consecutive meeting. Business finance, SpaceX, IPO. Filing reveals 920 MAD a month compute deal with Google, 110K NVIDIA GPUs. Banks project 2040 revenue could reach 3.4. SpaceX set to raise 75 billion. Retail demand surging, tens of thousands of UK orders. the IPO is expected to trigger portfolio rotation out of mega-cap tech. Berkshire Hathaway, Greg Abel's first big move, $6.8 billion acquisition of homebuilder Taylor Morrison, also invested $10 billion in Alphabet, part of Google's $85 billion equity raise. Warren Buffett praised Abel's speed. Berkshire also disclosed small Macy's stake, 55 Meta. Bank earnings preview, JP Morgan, Citi, BofA, Wells Fargo, all flag strong. Q2, M&A volume near 2021, record, IPO volume plus 80% YY. Trading revenue up 15% plus for BofA. Consumer spending resilient, despite low sentiment. Partners Group, co-founder blames Grizzly Research short seller for 16% share drop. Defends capping withdrawals at Evergreen Funds. TD Bank lifts dividend 3.7%. Q2 adjusted EPS 2.38 beat, 2.26 hour assessed. Apollo drops $1.5 billion bid for London-listed Bodycote. Western Asset Management agrees 100 Mennonites SEC settlement. World geopolitics, Iran war, day 100. US and Iran far from peace deal, ceasefire strained. Fresh attacks, Iran drones missiles at Bahrain, Kuwait, US struck radar sites. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, inventory draws accelerating. Trump conceded Iran still has 21,022% of missile arsenal. OPEC Plus meeting covered war impact. China-Argentina awards $10 billion Paraná River dredging contract to a venture with Chinese ties, Jan de Nul Serve Magnus, despite Milei's pro-US stance. US interests, Great Lakes dredge, disappointed. South Korea, emergency FX meeting Sunday. Authorities will target offshore NDF speculation and investigate suspected manipulation. One at weakest since 2009. Kosovo, third election in 18 months to break political impasse. Technology, AI spending return worries. Friday's sell-off amplified by concerns that trillions in AI capex won't yield expected returns. Nvidia fell 6%, Broadcom 8%. Alphabet's $85 billion equity raise to fund AI build-out added to supply fears ahead of SpaceX IPO. OpenAI super app, Pivot, plans to combine ChatGPT with Codex into a platform for autonomous agents featuring partner apps, Canva, Booking. Codex weekly users up 6x to 5n. This comes ahead of IPO. Anthropic also filed confidential IPO paperwork, full timeline. Anthropic calls for AI non-proliferation. Will likely get attention alongside IPO race. Marvel Plus, Flex join S&P 500, replacing Poole and Campbell's. Marvel shares rose 5% after hours. Cybersecurity earnings, CrowdStrike and Palo Alto Networks beat, but shares fell. Investors wanted faster AI monetization. Mythos model tailwinds seen as multi-year. Google SpaceX deal, 920 millimeters month for compute capacity at XAI data centers, ensures bridge capacity for Gemini enterprise demand. Google Cloud revenue dependent. Amazon unveils new warehouse robot, Proteus, with conversational AI, 26K layoffs already. Standouts. PBOC Gold, China extended gold buying streak to 19 months, adding 320K Oz in May. Bullion under pressure from higher rates, but central bank demand remains structural support. South Korea hottest market. Cooling, hedge funds trimming KOSPI exposure and adding puts after 90% rally. EWY options show demand shifting to downside protection. Oil tanker owners fear crash. After record profits from Iran war, tanker owners worry about a market crash when Strait reopens. FT reports growing anxiety. US universities boost market risk, increasing endowment allocations to equities and alternatives as financial pressures mount. India exempts foreign investors from bond tax to shore up rupee amid EM currency weakness.